Now, the various immigration proposals can be rather complicated and hard to follow, but it's worth the effort. Here's one provision that is causing considerable debate. The Senate immigration bill calls for a virtual fence of surveillance cameras along the U.S. border with Mexico. The House, however, has passed an immigration bill that calls for double and triple actual fencing along 700 miles of border. That's been effective in keeping out illegal immigrants in the San Diego area, so they want to extend it. But fences can also separate communities and damage natural ecosystems. In the second of two reports on this subject, NPR's Ted Robbins reports from the Arizona border.
A lot of people, especially those who live here, think of Nogales, Arizona and Nogales, Sonora as twin cities. Ambos Nogales.
Ambos Nogales means both Nogales. Just like you have a left hand and a right hand, that you need them both.
Teresa Leal is curator of the local historical society, which serves both communities. For decades here, the only barrier was an occasional barbed wire fence for cattle. Then, in the 1990s, stronger fencing and enforcement in California pushed more illegal crossers to Arizona. So the government built a fence here, too. A fence made of surplus military airplane landing mats, welded together and sunk into the ground. But it's only about 3 miles long and easily climbed. Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle wants a longer double and triple fence along the Arizona border, just like in San Diego.
The Border Patrol tells us it has worked in California. It has improved the crime issue on either side of the border. Crime has gone down. Hardly anybody is getting across or through the triple fencing there.
But unlike San Diego, which is 15 miles from Mexico, Nogales, Arizona is about 15 feet from Mexico. I walk door to door along International Street, just on the U.S. side. It's a neighborhood of modest, middle-class homes, including Amira Beals. Her home would probably be torn down to make room for a double or triple fence with a 150-foot no-man's land in between. But she's not upset.
To move, it wouldn't be a problem. If they buy my house, I wouldn't have any problems.
That's because living here has become a pain in the neck. She says she is regularly mistaken for a drug smuggler or an illegal crosser.
Almost on a daily basis, they would be stopping me.
Who?
The Border Patrols. So I'm up to here with them.
Up the street, as if on cue, six Border Patrol agents appear, carrying rifles and leading a dog. They walk up to a neighbor's house and knock on the basement door, looking for drug smugglers. Upstairs on her porch, homeowner Felipa Marlena Sotelo Villalobos says she's willing to cooperate, but she's outraged that they don't even ask permission to come onto her property. Teresa Leal translates her salty Spanish.
I'm embarrassed, I'm embarrassed for that dog because that dog seems more educated than the people that are dragging him around.
These are American citizens on the U.S. side. Even if they might be okay with new fences, many Mexican residents say they are not. Nogales, Sonora is a town that depends on trade with the U.S. Merchant Julio Camacho says more fencing does not say welcome neighbor.
That's the worst thing the U.S. government can do. That's very offensive to the Mexican people.
Well, do they find it more offensive than the landing mat fence that exists today?
Senator John Kyle.
It's very unsightly. You can't even see through it. I think it's better to have an effective fence in the urban areas where it works than not.
The proposed longer double fencing would run right up to the edge of the San Pedro National Conservation Area, critical wildlife habitat. Sandy Anderson runs a nature center. She says building a fence will just funnel crossers and the Border Patrol into that fragile area.
And having lots of people traipsing over it and then lots of people driving over it to intercept those people who are traipsing over it, I just think is not the direction that we should be going.
Some Mexicans liken a border-wide fence to the Berlin Wall. Nogales homeowner Felipa Marlena Sotelo Villalobos likens it to an even older landmark.
That's what I like, the Wall of China. They're going to be able to see us from the moon. And how the terrestrials fight with each other.
The fight over this wall is inside the U.S., though its effects won't be. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
You can find the first part of Ted's report at npr.org.